Please open your Bibles to the book of 1 Chronicles, the 12th chapter. 1 Chronicles, chapter 12. In your Scofield Reference Bible, page 471. Beginning with verse 27, we'll read through verse 33, with the 33rd verse being the text verse for this evening's message. We'll read the verses responsively. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 27 through verse 33. And let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. And Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700. And Zadok, a young man, mighty of valor, and of his father's house 22 captains, and of the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, for hitherto the greatest part of them had kept the ward of the house of Saul. And of the children of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout the house of their fathers. And of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. And let's read verse 33 together. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. They were not of double heart. And let's pray. And Father, we think of what this morning meant to us, the wonderful preaching of thy word, and how good you were to us in the service. And of course, we thrill to the electric reports of youth conference, and our minds are stirred, our hearts as well. Thank you for all that. But tonight, something else is needed, something different. Something additional. Would you bless us tonight, please? In Jesus' name, amen.
Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank, that were not of a double heart. Now, there are several things were said about these 50,000 men from Zebulun. Said in the first place, they were expert in war. Said in the second place, they were experts in all the instruments of war. Said in the third place, they were not of a double heart. And then it said they could keep rank. I want to talk to you tonight on the subject. Keeping rank. Keeping rank. Now, there are 10 things. I've checked every writing that I can on 1 Chronicles 12:33. Every writing that I can check. There are 10 different things that are meant when it says these people could keep rank. The whole sum of it is this. These were 50,000 people who kept coming. Just kept on coming. 5,000 of them got killed. 45,000 kept on coming right in rank. 10,000 got killed. 40,000 kept on coming right in rank. Never ran. Never turned back. Never to the right. Never to the left. Each man where he was supposed to be. These men knew warfare. These men knew the weapons of war. They knew how to win a battle. And these men knew that the most important way in the world to win a battle was to keep rank. They kept rank. What does it mean to keep rank? I'm going to give you 10 things tonight. It means to keep rank. First, it means they kept on doing what they were commanded to do. They kept on doing what they were commanded to do. I don't care who you are, whether it's a school or a church or an army. I don't care what it is. You're not going to be successful if people don't keep rank. You keep on coming. Stay where you're supposed to be. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't change anything. The first thing, it means they kept on doing what they were commanded to do. See, God's orders don't change. Nowadays, you've got a bunch of folks around the country saying, well, soul winning is antiquated. It's not for 1988. Now then, it's lifestyle evangelism. You let folks see it, and then they come to you and knock on your shoulder and say, could you tell me how to be saved? I'm sorry, but that's not what we were commanded to do. The Bible didn't say go into all the world and smile, though I believe in smiling. I did one time. The Bible doesn't say go into all the world and be sweet. I've never done that. The Bible says go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Orders never change. Never change. And these people kept on doing what they were commanded to do. And that leads me to the second thing. I've already said it. God doesn't change. These were people that didn't change their plans at all. You know, I thought about this, and I love this thought. You know, it's better to stop on the right road than to get off the right road and keep moving. It's better for you to stop. If you're on the right road, it's better for you to stop than to keep moving and get off on the wrong road. It's going to take you as long to get back on the right road as it took you to get off of the wrong road. It'll take you twice as much time to get back where you ought to be if you get off of the wrong road or the right road and onto the wrong road instead of just stopping. Now, I'm not for stopping, but I'd rather have a person that stops on the right road than gets off on the wrong road. God's orders don't change. The Great Commission is what it always was. Doesn't change. Still there. Somebody said, Brother Hiles, what if soul winning gets unpopular? We'll still do it. Still do it. Well, what if soul winning caused the church to go down? We'll still do it. We'll still do it. Soul winning is not a method of church building. Soul winning is a command from God Almighty. Our job is to keep on doing it. These men kept rank, never changed. Number one, they kept doing what they were commanded to do. Number two, they didn't change their plans. Number three, I said God's orders don't change. Number four, nobody was jealous of another's rank. They kept rank. Fellows, the lieutenant, stayed right where the lieutenant was supposed to be. Fellows, the sergeant, stayed right where the sergeant was supposed to be. Just kept rank. First Baptist Church has been keeping rank all these years. All these years, just keeping rank. First Baptist Church of Hammond, doing the same thing tonight she did 100 years ago. She's going soul winning. Same messages preached from the same book. Same gospel. Same way to get the gospel out. Just keeping rank. And these men, 50,000 men of Zebulun, they kept rank. First place, they did what they were commanded to do. Second place, they didn't change their plans. Third place, they realized God's orders don't change. And the fourth place, nobody was jealous of another's rank. You know what I'm a little tired of? Well, I'm tired of a lot of stuff. But I'm tired of this. I'm tired of people, and don't be upset with me, because some of you folks have said this to me, and I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm trying to help you. If you've got any sense now, you'll let me help you instead of bristling. I'm tired of people saying, I don't have any goals anymore. Well, pray tell me, what better goal could you have than obeying the Great Commission? People so often say, well, I've had some goals, and now I've arrived at a certain goal. I need some more goals. Now, personally, I don't need any more goals. My goal is to keep on doing what I've been doing until I meet my Savior. Keep on obeying the commission. Keep on obeying the orders. Nobody jealous. See, I've got this job, but I've gone as far as I can go in this job. Oh, shut up. I mean, you haven't gone as far as you can go in that job. Increase the job. Increase the effectiveness of the job. I've had the same job for 29 years. In fact, as far as the title is concerned, I've had the same title for 41 years. I've had the same job for 29 years, pastor of First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. And by the way, I've gone as far as I can go. I mean, there's no position in all the Bible above that of pastor of New Testament church. Well, what you going to do? I'm going to think of better ways to get the gospel out with the job I've got right now. I'm satisfied with my job, and you'll be satisfied with yours. See, some folks are not satisfied unless they get a bigger title every once in a while. No, you stay in rank.
You stay right where you are. The army that wins is the army that stays in rank. If the army's got soldiers that are always wanting to get a promotion, to have another stripe, the stripe on your arm is not the issue. The issue is to win the war. That's the issue. Hooray on promotions. Hooray for obedience. Hooray for staying in rank. Hooray for teaching your Sunday school class. Hooray for singing in the choir. Hooray for ushering week after week. Hooray for those people that week after week after week after week after week after week, they do the same job. Listen, the great men in America are the Bob Bayses. I mean, 43 years teaching a junior boys Sunday school class in the First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. That's what makes great. Bob Bayes never came to me and said, I need a new job to challenge me. Well, brother, if you need a new job to challenge you, you need to get on your knees and get right with God and realize that God has given you a commission to do and God's given you a part, and you get busy to forget yourself. Forget your own ambitions. Forget titles. Think of the fact that God has given you a job in His army. And you have a job that is unique to you. Nobody else can do it. Stay in rank. Staying in rank meant this. It meant they never left rank in peace or in battle. Anybody can stay in rank when you're in peacetime army. Anybody can march in rank. But brother, when the battle came, they were still in rank. The secret to every great church that's ever existed is for everybody to do his job staying in rank where he's supposed to be. Nobody got their feelings hurt and said, nobody appreciates me, I want to get my discharge. They stayed in rank. Nobody said, I'm not being appreciated here, I'm going to change companies. They stayed in rank. Nobody said, they didn't treat my young folks right in the youth activity, and I'm going to get out of rank. They stayed in rank. Let me tell you something, folks. There's more to Christianity and more to the First Baptist Church of Hammond than your feelings that rest on your sleeves. There's a world going to hell. While we're fussing whether little Georgie was treated right on a junior activity. Oh, boy, sure as I said that, some kid named Georgie had trouble last time, and I'm on it. There go another family. But I'll say it anyhow. If you don't ever get any bigger than being concerned because somebody mistreats your little angel, then you'll never amount to anything. And that kind of people don't build a church. Stay in rank. You've got a job to do. Quit trying to do everybody else's job. Let the school teachers teach the school pupils. Let the choir director run the choir. Let the youth director run the youth department. Let Dr. Evans and Dr. Jorgensen lead the college. Stay in rank. You keep that job you've got. Don't you worry about other folks' job. You think about your job. These 50,000 men, David was coming into power. And the Bible says there are 50,000 men of Zebulun, not double-hearted, had their heart on one thing. I mean, their heart was fixed on one thing. Here's the king. We've got to obey that king. Each has got to do his job. We got a king that's higher than David is, a king that made David, and it's time we stayed in rank and did the job that our king has placed us to do. In rank. Stay in rank. What else does it mean? It means it didn't change companies, I mentioned a while ago. Didn't change companies. They never said, I don't like the company commander, I'm going to change companies. I want to change. No, they stayed right where they were. They stayed in rank. Let me tell you something. I've never, in 41 years of preaching, I've never considered leaving a church until God knocked me in the head. I got news for you. I'm here to stay. I don't plan to leave. I don't believe you can make me either, by the way. I just don't want to say that. But, no, I'm here to stay. Yeah, I'm here to stay. I'm not here to leave. I like what old Jim Vineyard said to his people. He said, look, he said, it's easy for... He said, I'm here. My furniture's unpacked. And, what did he say about packing his furniture? I forgot what he said. But I'm not repeating things now. I'm forgetting things. But, I know what he said. He said, it's easier for you to move your membership than me to move my furniture. But I wish he hadn't have said that. That's not a good thing to say. But when I went to Grange Hall Baptist Church in Marshall, Texas, I went stay. When I went to Southside Baptist Church, Henderson, Texas, I went stay. I went to Miller Road Baptist Church, Garland, Texas. I went to stay. When I came to the First Baptist Church of Hammond, I came to stay. I mean, I'm not breaking rank. If I don't like you, I'm not going to pastor another church. If I don't like you, I'm not going to get another job. First place, I like you. I don't like all that you do, but I like you. In fact, I love you. That's beautiful, isn't it? But I love you. But I'm saying, this is my church. This is my pulpit. This is my microphone. That's my organ. That's my organist. That's my piano. That's my pianist. This is my choir. These are my pews. Those are my speakers. Those are my chandeliers. Those are my light fixtures. This is my church. And I aim to stay and reign. You'll find another company you'll like for a while, but you'll find they're human after a while too. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. These 50,000 men, number one, they did what they were commanded to do. Number two, they didn't change their plans. Number three, God's orders, they didn't change. Number four, they're nobody jealous of another's rank. Number five, they stayed in rank in peace or in battle. Number six, they didn't change companies. Number seven, they didn't turn aside to skirmishes. Stayed in rank. They didn't turn aside to skirmishes. When they're headed for a battle in rank, marching in rank, marching in order, marching in step, going toward the battle. And all of a sudden, somebody over here on the side starts shooting a pea shooter at them or a BB gun at them. They didn't turn and fight them. No, there's the enemy right there. They stayed in rank. You know, there's nothing the devil would rather us do than get off on other skirmishes. I mean, the devil does not want us to stay in rank and fight the enemy. I'm saying God has given us our marching orders, and our marching orders is to take the message of Christ to the whole world. That's the job of the church. I hate abortion, but the job of the church is not, number one, to fight abortion. I hate the movie industry. I hate Hollywood with a purple passion, but the job of the church is not to fight Hollywood primarily. I hate the gay crowd. I don't even use Ben Gay anymore. I hate the gay crowd and I think it's dirty, wicked, vile, filthy, rotten sin, but the job of the New Testament church is not primarily to fight the gay crowd. I hate the liquor traffic with a passion. It wrecked my dad's life. It wrecked my mama's life. It almost wrecked my life. It wrecked my sister's life. I hate the liquor crowd with a passion. But our main job is not to fight the liquor crowd. The main job of the First Baptist Church of Hammond is to march like a mighty army and tell people that Jesus saves. That's the main job. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. Churches all across this nation have been destroyed because they got out of rank. Main job. I hate the fact that the government is trying to infringe upon our freedom. But our main job is not fighting the government. The main job of the Church of Jesus Christ is to obey the command that our commanding general gave us before he went back to heaven. He said, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And that's the marching orders. And brother, as long as I'm pastor of First Baptist Church of Hammond, those will be our commands. As long as I stand behind this pulpit, this will be a soul-winning church. And once in a while, some little belly-aching, back-scratching, penny-pinching, nickel-nipping, soft-sewing, pink tin lemonade, pussy-footer will stand up and say, well, soul winning is everything. Well, bless God, if there's a hell where folks are going to burn forever, why shouldn't soul winning be everything? To a fireman putting out fires is everything. To a policeman enforcing the law ought to be everything. To a cook cooking good meals ought to be everything. To a mother rearing the child ought to be everything. And to a New Testament church started for the propagation of the greatest story ever told, everything ought to be. We've heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. That's our job. And as long as I'm pastor of this church, you mark it down. You like it, you lump it. You don't like it, you love it, you hate it. As long as I'm pastor of this church, you mark it down. We're going to keep on obeying the marching orders of our Lord. And as long as it's the Hiles Anderson College and I've got breath to breathe and I have any influence at that college, Howells Anderson College be an old-fashioned, separatist, soul-winning institution. No, we'll not bend. No, we'll not turn. No, we'll not be persuaded to go another route. No, we're not going to go the deeper life route. No, we're not going to go the Keswick Conference route. No, we're not going to go the theological route. Bless God, we're going to go the obedience route. Obeying the command of our commander. They didn't turn aside to the right or to the left. I said, number one, they kept rank. What does it mean? It means doing what commanded to do. 5,000 men get killed, keep on going. Number two, it meant no change of plans. Number three, it meant that God's orders never change. Number four, nobody was jealous of another's rank. Number five, they were in rank, in peace, or in battle. Number six, they didn't change companies. Number seven, they didn't turn aside to skirmishes. You've heard me use this illustration so often, but it's so apropos here. The Israelites were coming into the land of promise. This is when they came in finally to possess the land or to take the land. And they came through the country of Moab. At one time they were going to go through the country of Edom. And God said to them, now when you go through these heathen countries, He said, you stay on the highway. Your job's to get to that promised land. Now you're going to have folks heckle you on the side, but don't you go mess with those hecklers. You have folks that'll throw stones at you while you go to the promised land. Don't you turn and throw stones at them. You just keep on going. Don't you get in a battle with the people on the side. Your job's to go to the promised land. Our job is to go to every person in the whole world who's never heard the story of redeeming grace and tell him, Jesus saves. That's our job. Our job's not to get mixed up with a bunch of hecklers on the side. I've had folks heckle me for these 41 years, but bless God, I'm not going to use their dirty tactics and fight them back. I'm not going to use the devil's weapons to fight him back. I'm not going to turn and get off the main thing to fight somebody who's trying to fight me or destroy me or ruin me or heckle me. My job is too big. It is not my job to fight the heckler. It's my job to keep on going down the highway. That's my job. These soldiers kept rank. They kept rank. I'm talking to people tonight who've gotten out of rank. Used to have a bus route, but you're out of rank. Used to have a Sunday school class, but you're out of rank. Used to be a soul winner, but you're out of rank. Now, don't you kid me. Now, don't you kid me for a second. Your disgruntled attitude when it comes in any church in America, it doesn't come because of the object. It comes because of you. You're out of rank. You're out of rank. Get back in rank. Number eight. They didn't battle each other. They didn't battle each other. These men, these 50,000 men of Zebulun, they battled the enemy. They stayed right in rank. No outside force can ever destroy a New Testament church. None. The Bible says the gates of hell will not prevail against you. That's God's promise. On this rock, that's Jesus, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. That doesn't mean that hell attacks you. They won't win. That means you can attack hell, and they can't stop you. But now, wait a minute. If any church is ever destroyed, it's destroyed from within and not from without. You know the story in Amos. This fellow took a walk one day. All of a sudden, as he's walking down the street, a bear confronted him. Well, he said, I think I'll go the other way. Smart fellow. He turned to walk the other way. He's walking down this way, and a lion confronted him. Now he's got a bear and a lion both after him. He said, I'm going to go home. He takes off running as fast as he can back home. He gets there just before the lion and bear get to him, opens the door, falls inside the door. Whew, I barely made it. Leans against the door and a snake bites him and kills him when he's inside the house. It's not the lion and the bear on the outside destroying New Testament churches. It's the serpent on the inside. That's what destroys churches. And brother, that serpent on the inside is when... Listen, I'm not opposed to the church having a softball league. But I'm opposed to people playing in if they don't stay in rank. I'm opposed to folks playing if they're not soul winners. I'm opposed to folks who do the second-rate stuff instead of the first-rate. And I'm not against having a bowling league. Not at all. As long as a bowling league is a place where good Christians go bowling and not a place where a bunch of worldly folks go bowling and don't go soul winning. You sound like what you're saying. Well, you just have to figure out how to put up with it. The job of the New Testament church is to carry the Great Commission out. That's the job of the church. I'm not against parties. I'm for parties. But I'll tell you what. I'm not for a youth program that doesn't have soul winning and prayer and Bible study and serving God hooked up in it. And all it is a hayride and a bowling alley and a hot dog with mustard. Now, that's not Bible. I told these kids last week, I said, this youth conference, I said, soul winning is for teenagers too, and prayer is for teenagers too, and walking with God is for teenagers too. By the way, it's for 40-year-old teenagers too. It's for 45-year-old teenagers and 35-year-old teenagers and 30-year-old teenagers. It's for everybody! Rise up, old men of God! We've got our enemy to fight! Devil's trying to take everybody he can to hell, and we're supposed to get the gospel to them before it's too late to keep them from burning in the torments of hell forever. Keep in rank. Keep in rank. They didn't battle each other. Number 9, they didn't quit if one was wounded. We've had some wonderful men who've worked for us here at First Baptist Church of Hammond. You won't find a finer man than Jim Lyon. Jim Lyons was called into evangelism, left our church, but the church kept rank. People said, what you going to do when Jim Lyons? I like what Dr. Robertson said. He's pastor of Highland Park Baptist Church, and for 35, 40 years, Dr. J.R. Faulkner was his associate. And so I asked Dr. Robertson, and many times folks ask him, Dr. Robertson, what would you do if you lost J.R. Faulkner? He said, no problem, no problem, no problem. We'd just hire 3 folks to take his place and go right on. Folks said, what are you going to do if Jim Lyons leaves? He's going to keep on staying in rank. Keep on going. Charles Hand did a wonderful work here, but he left. What you going to do when he leaves? Keep on going. Lindsay Terry did a wonderful work here. What you going to do when he leaves? Keep on going. C.W. Fisk did a wonderful work here. What you going to do if he leaves? Going to keep on going. Wally Beebe did a wonderful work here. What you going to do if he leaves? Keep on going. Jim Vineyard did a wonderful work here. What you going to do when he leaves? Keep on going. Dave Howes did a wonderful work here. What you going to do if he leaves? Keep on going. Larry Buller did a wonderful work here. What you going to do if he leaves? Keep on going. Jim Wirtz did a wonderful work here. What you going to do if he leaves? Keep on going. There's a battle, and the battle doesn't stop when a soldier decides to leave. The battle keeps going, and the battle is the Lord's. Boy, I hope when the day comes and Brother Hiles has to lay his Bible aside and join the ranks of those in the heavenly city, I hope this old church stays right in rank. Right in rank. Don't you call some little pussy-footing preacher because he's got a sweet little personality. Don't you let somebody, some suave fella, sweep you off your feet. You get an old-fashioned hell-raising, barnstorming, winter-rattling, shingle-pulling, hell-fire and damnation, soul-winning, Christ-honoring, sin-hating, screaming, hollering, bellering, cussing preacher. Well, next time we'd like to have another type. There ain't no other type. You got this type or the pussyfooting type. Well, next time we'd like to have somebody where our girls could wear shorts and we'd have mixed bathing parties. I hope you do. I hope all of you drown. Don't you tear up what I've given my life for here. And don't you let a few rich people, if we have any here, I don't know who they are, but then they come to the front. Don't you let a few rich people take over the church. You just say, we getting us a soul-winning, hell-raising, barnstorming, window-rattling, shingle-pulling, hell-fire and damnation preacher, and we're going to just keep right on going. Right on going. You say you got any premonitions? I have no premonitions at all. Don't get your hopes up, enemies. Looks like you have to wait a while now. Don't get your hopes up. I'm simply saying, I like what the old fellow, country fellow said. This his wife said, honey, what kind of pie do you want for supper? He said, tater pie. What other kind is that? What kind of church is that? Soul winning church. There's no other kind of church. My Bible says in Revelation chapter 2 that if you're not a soul winning church, you've lost your charter. You've lost your lampstand. And that sign out there on the front of your church is a fake, and you have no right to call it a church because it's not a church. New Testament church was started to propagate the message of Jesus Christ, not for a bunch of highbrow people to come and sing the glory of Patri and the Lord is in His holy temple and the sevenfold Amen. and have some kind of a fake kind of a worship service. That was not the purpose of the church. The purpose of the church was a world is going to hell to burn forever, and somebody's supposed to tell them that Jesus is the answer. That's what it's all about. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. You hire, if I die, don't you hire a fellow buttons his collar while he preaches. Don't you hire a guy that doesn't spit. Oh, you say, Brother Hiles. You're uncouth. Yeah, don't hire a couth preacher. Hire a fellow that hates the liquor traffic with all of his breath. Hire a fellow that hates the dope traffic with all of his breath. Hire a fellow that believes in hell that has fire and a heaven that has golden streets and gates of pearl and a salvation that's real and a breathe out, ye must be born again. That's the kind you ought to hire. I'm tired of the devil stealing churches. I'm tired of preachers giving their life's blood for a lifetime to build a certain kind of a church, and some little smoothie comes in there and sweet talks the people, and the people fall for the little pussy footer. And before you know it, the church is but a shadow of what it used to be. Go to Spurgeon's Tabernacle tonight and look at it. This section right here could more than double, or be more than double the amount of space they'd need for their crowd tonight. Go to John Wesley's chapel in London. I'll guarantee you there're not 50 people there tonight. Go down to Cato Tabernacle and see the place not even in existence anymore. Go over here and try to find Paul Rader's Tabernacle. It's gone in Chicago. Go around the country where preachers go to A.B. Simpson's Tabernacle and try to find it. What happened to it? I'll tell you exactly what happened to it. The next generation didn't want the pressure of the old man that built the church. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. Number 10, I'm going to park here a while. Number 10, it means they were always there. Now you listen to me and you listen well. If you get mad and leave tonight, at least know what you're getting mad about. Leave intelligently. I thank God tonight that my mama said to me, son, if the preacher's there, we're going to show up. I thank God. I think every time there's something here for juniors, every single junior kid ought to go. I think every time, I think every single teenager in First Baptist Church of Hammond ought to have been here. Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, and Friday night. Friday afternoon. I'm in all the sessions. Every one of them. But you say, Brother House, I don't care what you're going to say, you ought to have been here. Not because Brother House wants you to be here, but because you parents, you do not know what particular service is the one that's going to snap it for your kids. God called me to preach at a watch night service. I'm talking about a quarter of midnight in a watch night service. God called me to preach. I suppose my mama had not let me go to that watch night service. I do not believe that anything ought to ever take place at First Baptist Church of Hammond when you're not here. Faithful. My Bible says it's required of a good steward that he be found wealthy. No. My Bible says it's required of a good steward that he be found talented. No. My Bible says be found of a good steward that he be found capable. No, my Bible says the thing that's required of a good steward is that he be found faithful. Every deacon in this church ought to be here right now. I said every deacon in this church ought to be here right now. I said every deacon in this church ought to be here right now. And don't you get mad at me, deacon, because you promised to when you became a deacon. I'm not changed, you've changed. Every deacon ought to be here Wednesday night. He said, Brother Howells, they may vote you out. Well, if they, I'll preach the truth. I'd rather leave preaching the truth and stay pussyfooting. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. Faithfulness. God's people need. You understand what happened? I don't care what happened. You're supposed to be here. Now, you listen to your moms and dads. You listen to me. It just may be that during youth conference, your kid missed the service that's going to change his life. It may not have been, but if that didn't mean enough for you to get your kid here, you let him miss some other service that could have changed his life later on. Now, you listen to me. My mama never said to me, son, you think we're going to go to church tonight? Brother? When I was a boy, we lived two doors in the church, and my mama took me to choir practice. And neither of us sang in the choir. But we went. She said, if the door opens, we go through it. Boy, I tell you. And I'm not mad. Oh, maybe a little bit. No, I'm really not mad. I'm disappointed because you don't care enough about your kids. I'm disappointed because the least little thing will keep you from church. Sunday morning at 9:30, you ought to be in Sunday school. I mean 52 Sunday mornings a year. And 10:45 on Sunday morning, you ought to be in preaching service. I mean 52 Sunday mornings a year. And at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, you ought to be in preaching. I mean 52 Sunday nights a year. At 7:35 on Wednesday night, you ought to be in midweek service. I mean 52 Wednesday nights a year. Faithfulness. They stayed in rank. What kind of army is going to win a battle if the soldiers show up when they feel like it's best? Now, you listen to me. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. But you do not know. You do not know the service that your young person is going to be reached for God. I stood up here and my heart broke Friday morning when 1,821 young people signed papers that they were giving their life to full-time Christian service. Of course, some of you folks don't want your kids in full-time Christian service because you don't want them to get hungry. Well, you're a spiritual giant, aren't you? I wish you could have heard Jack Scopp's story Thursday morning. Jack Scopp's dad went in business and said, Jack, I want you to be my vice president. Jack Scopp's mother had it in her breast all the years, very quietly, that she wanted God to call Jack to preach. Jack Scopp's father is a very wealthy man today. Jack's a preacher. He told about the time when he felt like he had to be a preacher, and his mama, he was going to go to school that morning as a high school student. His mama said, you're not going to go to school. I've got a story to tell you. She said, I had a wreck one time when I was a young person, and the doctor said I could never have children. And I said, God, you give me a boy, and I want him to be a preacher. Jack's dad wanted his, and Jack's got a wonderful dad. He wanted his son to be in business with him. The day came when God called him to preach the gospel, and his mother shouted and praised God and sat there and told him the story, how that she, doctor had told her she could never have a child because of a serious accident she shouldn't have even lived through. And God gave her a boy, and she said, Jack, you don't know this, but I've prayed every day since you were born for God to make you a preacher. It's time some of you parents got the idea that to serve God's the highest calling on the face of God's earth. So maybe your son or daughter won't have the dream home they want to have when they're 25 or 30. Well, there's one being prepared for them. Yeah, it's just a while anyway. One of our members moved into a new house. And they went down to have the utilities turned on down in Ipsco. And somebody said, a little lady down there said, oh, you're moving in that section. What a lovely section. Oh, they said, it's just temporary. We have a much nicer one being built now. You do? Nicer than that? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Just temporary. Oh, where is this one? Well, it's in heaven. She said, you must go to First Baptist. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Three cheers for Jesus. Why, of course. Your child surrenders to be a full-time servant of God. Go do cartwheels and shout and say, well, glory to God. Hallelujah. God, led my child to serve him full-time. Boy on getting rich. I'll always be there. I stood up here and watched those 1,821 kids. I realize that scores of our kids weren't even in the building. I'll guarantee you, I don't know who it is, but some parent that morning missed, their child missed the service of his life that would have transformed his life. anybody can be here. You don't know what service is going to change you. Oh, we need a church here that stays in rank. Stays in rank. Always there. I remember I used to sit out in the front. I was a boy. And my preacher, it was time to walk through the door. I'd look up and wait for my preacher to walk in, and he wouldn't walk in. A couple of strangers would walk in. And I knew my preacher wasn't there that day. And I remember as a little boy, I had my heart sunk. And I used to ask myself, doesn't he want to be here? And I said to myself, if God ever calls me to preach, my people can depend on me walking through that door when church time comes. The hardest thing about my little illness not long ago, last week, I sat there at 7 o'clock, laid there in a hospital room at 7 o'clock last Friday night. A little nurse came in to take my blood pressure. She said, service is about starting. You want to listen to it on the radio? I said, no way. I said, no way. And my heart broke and I cried almost uncontrollably. And I said, little nurse, I said, let me tell you something. I said, this is the first time in 23 years I've missed an engagement because of illness. I was 38 years of age the last time I did. There's not a person here but isn't glad that I walked through that door every service. I'm pretty glad you walked through those doors every service too. And by the way, I don't know anything in the Bible that says I'm supposed to be more faithful than you are. There's no double standard in the Bible. These folks were in rank. Now what I'm saying, you may not like it, but you need it. You need it. They were always there. What does it mean to be in rank? They're doing what God commanded them to do. What does it mean to be in rank? Didn't change your plans. What does it mean to be in rank? God's orders didn't change. What does it mean to be in rank? Nobody jealous of another's rank. What does it mean to be in rank? In rank in peace or battle. What does it mean to be in rank? They didn't change companies. What does it mean to be in rank? Didn't turn aside to skirmishes. What does it mean to be in rank? Didn't battle each other. What does it mean to be in rank? Didn't quit if one got wounded. What does it mean to be in rank? They're always there. I'm a grizzled old veteran. Been around a while. I found the battle one time. When I first began preaching, I groped to know what kind of a ministry. I groped to have results. I groped to have God's blessings. And one night we had six people saved, and you've heard me tell the story. We had six people saved in one service, and I went home that night and I got on my knees and I said, this is what I want, and I'm not going to have anything else but this. And I decided that night that Dr. Jack Hiles, little Jack Hiles country preacher, was going to have a soul-winning church or no church at all. And bless your heart, you just check with anybody in the world that's followed my ministry through these years, brother, and I've stayed in rank. Shortly after I got in rank like that and decided to have a soul-winning church, a man in East Texas said he would destroy my ministry. He said, I'll destroy you. And anytime anybody says that or wants to do that, I want to turn and fight. I want to defend myself. I want to expose the fellow for what he is. But I didn't do it. I stayed in rank. Stayed in rank. They came and Southern Baptist Convention said, we'll destroy you. What I do? I want to start a campaign on what's wrong with the Southern Baptist Convention. And by the way, I could preach for several decades on that. Somebody probably joined this church from a Southern Baptist church recently. There I go. Well, if you love the little old piddling church and the cooperative program and your liberal schools more than you love a hell-raising preacher that believes the Bible and takes a stand and has enough guts to stand up and say, this is what I'm going to do and I'm not going to give a dime to a liberal college, then just trot your little self. There are a lot of little pussyfooters you'd enjoy hearing preach. Some of you visiting ladies are about to have twins right now. It's a long since you've seen a man. You don't know how to act. Your husband would say amen because he believes what I'm saying, but he's scared to. You kind of fellow tail, you can't twist my tail, honey. In case I repeat anything, that's on purpose. Don't lead me away from here if I start repeating. Sure, I wanted to get off. Sure, I wanted to. I'd like to start a crusade on what's wrong with Southern Seminary in Louisville. That's not my job. My job's staying rank. Sinners, stay in rank. That's my job. And shortly after that, a tornado hit our building. Lifted in Texas, lifted one of our roofs off one building and set it over on another building. The least it could have done was set it on the ground where it wouldn't destroy some of the building too. Destroyed two buildings. What'd you do? Wanted to quit. What'd you do? Stayed in rank. If you want to stay in rank, I don't have to want to stay in rank. The Bible didn't say these fellows wanted to stay in rank, so they stayed in rank. Didn't say these fellows loved to stay in rank, so they stayed in rank. Didn't say these fellows didn't hate to stay in rank, so they stayed in rank. Didn't say these fellows didn't want to discharge, so they stayed in rank. Said, you ever want to quit? Every Monday morning. Why haven't you ever quit? I'm going to stay in rank. I'm going to stay in rank till I see the commanding officer personally. I may have to stop on the road for a service every once in a while as I get older. But brother, as soon as I get back on my feet, I'm going to get back in rank. Same road. Don't look for me to mellow. I checked the word mellow in the Bible, in the dictionary. It says fully ripe, nearly rotten. No way. When I'm 95 years old, if I'm still preaching here, I'll be as mean as I am tonight. Yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you what. I'll still be in rank. I'll still be on the road. 28 years ago, we had a battle here. Those of you who were here in that battle, you remember I did not talk back to anybody in public. Never did. I got called everything but a... Can't finish that statement anymore. Sorry about that. You remember, we kept on soul winning. Kept on in rank. Didn't go to the left, didn't go to the right, stayed in rank. Why should I choose the same methods that the devil's crowd chooses? Somebody's trying to hurt me. Why should I choose their same weapons and their same dirty tactics and try to destroy them because they're trying to destroy me? It's not my job to destroy anybody. It's my job to stay in rank, got a battle to fight. People are going to hell, folks without God. All over Chicago this morning. This great area. Churches that believe this Bible is inspired by God didn't even give an invitation. That's no more New Testament Christianity than Mormonism is. People are going to hell all over Chicago. They don't want their carpets soiled. They don't want little bus kids messing up their beautiful pews. They don't want their anthem spoiled by a bunch of little brats. Give me the brats. You can have the rats. They hide behind Bible Christianity. They talk to me and say, well, our churches are... We have churches, we're just... We have different emphasis. Like a doctor saying, well, I'm a doctor too, but I specialize in giving shoe shines. Well, call yourself a shine boy instead of a doctor. If I keep preaching tonight, I'm going to get mad as the devil. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. We pulled out of the American Baptist Convention. Never will forget tonight. The head man in the state came up here. We're having our meeting that night about we're choosing up sides. Having our the nearest thing I ever saw to a church tag team wrestling match. head man from the state came, brought his little sidekick with him, Tonto. Boy, it's good to be free. You mess with me and I'll crack up on you. Taking a tranquilizer here. He came up here to interfere with the local church. Well, it's no denomination's business what a local church does. And I said to him, I said, I know why you're here. You're here to cause trouble. But I said, it's not your business to come to this church. The church's business is not yours. And I said, if you as much as stand up in the service, I'm putting four men on you, one for each arm, one for each leg. We're throwing you on your bottom out in Sibley Street. And I said, as far as I'm concerned, I hope you stand up because I'd like to see it done. I said, it goes for you too, Tonto. They sat over here under the balcony in our building over there that burned. They sat over here. In fact, it caught on fire that night. Nearly. They sat over here for 4 hours. We stayed there at 11 o'clock. They didn't even stand up to sing. We'd stand and sing a song. They sat down. Never said a word. Why the battle? Stay in rank. Stay in rank. What's the purpose of it? Soul winning church here. What's the purpose of it? Stay in rank. We had a fire here. One Friday? Thursday night, Friday morning. Had a fire here. What we'll do the next Sunday? Had preaching. Got folks saved. Got folks baptized. Stayed in rank. Stayed in rank. Years ago, as I said last Sunday morning, I was preaching in Panama City, Florida. All of a sudden, right in the middle of the sermon, I lost it. Mental fatigue. Lost it. Thought I'd lost my mind. Went to my room that night. Cried all night long. Next morning, shaky, but knew where I was. What'd you do? Preached. That morning and that night. Stayed in rank. Stayed in rank. Last Friday morning, same thing happened. Except it happened in front of the nation instead of in a corner. Why couldn't it have happened in Drexel, West Virginia or something? Got out of the hospital Saturday morning. What'd you do Saturday night? Preach. Preach. Had an ordination service. Preach. What do you say? Stay in rank. I plan to keep rank. And if you're wise, you'll keep rank. Keep your job. Don't change it. Well, I've lost my challenge. I need a new challenge. No, you don't. No, you don't. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. You give me the guy that's been a bus captain here 30 years, 25, 30 years, stays in rank. Give me the Bob Bazes for 43 years, teach that little boy a Sunday school class, and every Sunday morning they tell me that he got on his knees there with those little boys and prayed for God to make them great men. 43 years. You give me people that stay in this choir year after year after year, stay in rank. You give me people that obey the commanding officer and obey his commanding orders, and by the way, obey the captain that he puts over the company in his place. Stay in rank. There's some folks tonight who quit soul winning. You know you have. I love you with all my heart, but you know you've gotten out of rank. There are people here tonight that ought to be building Sunday school classes, and you know you should. You're out of rank. There are folks who ought to get your bus routes back, and you know you're here. You've gotten out of rank. There are people here that used to go soul winning. You don't do it anymore. You're out of rank. There are people here not faithful like you used to be. I believe we ought to have as many people here on Sunday night as Sunday morning and as many people here on Wednesday night as Sunday morning and Sunday night. God knows no double standards. I've done a lot of thinking in the last week. An awful lot of thinking. Especially during youth conference. I only spoke once in a session. Three and a half hour sessions in the morning. And only about 45 minutes that I was speaking. So 2 hours and 45 minutes I sat up here. I did a heap of thinking while I was sitting up here. A heap of it. What's going to happen to our grandkids?
What's going to happen to this boy sitting on your knee? What kind of church is he going to have? One of these days, you're going to hear the message that Brother Howells did have a stroke, and one of these days, you're going to hear the message Brother Howells is dead. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. Again, I have no premonition. Well, I have a premonition that Brother Cholson's going to go soon, but not me. No. But I just want to warn you that I've said for years, now I wonder how many times I've said in this pulpit, I've said, I may wear out, but I won't rust out. And I'd rather have 5 more years of running than 25 more years of loafing. As long as I'm your preacher, no let up. No let up. Stay in rank. Stay in rank. Many of you have heard me say through the years, numbers of times, I said, I may someday wear out. I may have a stroke in the pulpit while I'm preaching. And you may have to leave me up here like that. But I can be understood, I'm going to speak. And I'm going to say the same thing I said tonight. I've said before, you may have to lead me away sometime. Lead me to the pulpit. I almost walked in a straitjacket last Sunday morning. Almost dead. Almost dead. I may wear out, but I ain't rusting out. And let it be known. And like it or lump it, some of you visitors tonight, the only reason I'm still preaching is because of you. Does you good to hear somebody won't kowtow to you? Does you good to hear an old country preacher every once in a while? Went to your little formal worship service this morning and sang you 75-fold amen. You Gloria Patri. The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before or Him. Amen. 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 I can't go any higher than that. Amen. Amen. Won't you trade that for Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound of save the wretch like me? Won't you swap that for Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine? Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Somebody said, Brother House, take a vacation. I just did last Friday. Now I'm ready to go back to work. Get back in rank. Oh, some of you folks are disappointed. You thought I was gone, didn't you? You thought you'd heard something like this for the last time. No, you ain't heard it for the last time either. No. And I tell you what, if I go to heaven anytime soon, I'm taking tapes of this sermon tonight with me, and I'm going to play it where you'll have to hear it. Oh, this old area needs a First Baptist Church of Hammond. Church that stays in rank. Years ago, old Paul Ritter over here at Moody Church, pastor of Moody Church, he wanted to bring those little poor ragamuffin kids like Dwight Moody used to bring. And the board said, you can't do that. Paul Ritter said, okay, I'm gone. I'm gone. I can't get the poor trash. I'm gone. What's the difference of poor trash and rich trash? It's all trash. They said, you can't bring them here. He said, I'll go where they are. He started Paul Ritter Tabernacle. Why? Rich people. Why? Stay in rank. Get back in rank. Get back in rank. Get back to your bus. Get back to your soul winning. Don't get off on tangents. Don't get off on tangents. It's tempting. Good night, God only knows how tempting it is to me. Sometimes I'd like to stand up and just say, okay, here's the truth. But I'm going to say, no, Here's the truth. Here's the truth. Not off on tangents. No way. No, sir. Not turn to the right, not turn to the left. Stay in rank. 50,000 men stayed in rank. Shoot 100 of them, 49,900 stayed in rank. Kill 5,000 of them, 45,000 stayed in rank. Stayed in rank. Stayed in rank. Stayed in rank. You about to quit your Sunday school class? Stay in rank. Resign your department, stay in rank. About to get your feelings hurt, cancel it. During the millennium, we'll have special time to get our feelings hurt. Stay in rank. When you get to heaven, we'll have a special little section called pity party. Pity party patio. I'm thinking pretty good. Pity party patio. We'll have to do that forever. Get your hurt feelings. Right now, we've got a world going to hell. And we're here in a strategic part of that world. Chicago. And by the way, we influence more preachers in this world, in this nation, than any church has ever influenced in the history of this nation. I'm simply saying, blessed be God, it's more important that this church stay in rank than any church in the whole world. More depends on us than us.